fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 21st of December. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to please consider taking a child, a boy or a girl, or maybe several boys and girls to a hunter safety class. Children, grandchildren, maybe a church group. It would be a great gift for that youngster to get take them to a hunter safety class. That's your prepper tip of the day. I was just reading this morning that for the second year in a row, average U.S. life expectancy has gone down. And the country with the highest life expectancy, it kind of caught me off guard, is South Korea, of all things. And how 70 years ago, South Korea was a third world country, devastated by the Korean War, absolutely devastated by the Korean War, on one hand. On the other, these are industrious, resourceful people who have built themselves an excellent country for themselves out of the rubble of the Korean War. And, well, I say good for the South Koreans. God bless them for doing so. But the real question is, why is the U.S. life expectancy, average U.S. life expectancy, going down for 2 years in a row? Why is that? Well, the unprecedented drug epidemic does play a role. Overall health, or lack thereof, plays a massive role. The water that people drink, I'm learning more and more, plays an even just as big, if not greater, role in all of this. It's kind of funny when German competitive swimmers come to the U.S., they refuse to swim in American swimming pools for competition unless they are chlorine-free. They will not swim in a swimming pool that has chlorine in it. I say good for them. Now, when I was in junior high school, the junior high school I went to, we had access to a swimming pool. The high school had a swimming pool, but the junior high school was right across the street, and we would walk over there and have swimming activities. And the chlorine smell was really strong. very strong. It's poison. Chlorine was used to kill soldiers on the battlefield in World War One. In case you don't know, it's very poisonous gas, and it can be put into water. Obviously, almost all city water supplies have chlorine in them, and many have the additional poison of sodium fluoride added to the water. Both very harmful, very dangerous, very poisonous. So let's talk about health a little bit. It's health is not optional. If you don't have your health, what do you have? Not much, quite frankly. And water is not optional. My wife, Dr. Moore, had a female patient, who appeared to be a normal, bright woman, successful in her chosen career, who took pride in, quote unquote, "I never drink water." What a bizarre way to live your life. What an unhealthy way to live your life. So starting with water, the water should be pure water. Spring water is the best, in my opinion. You really do not. And I know I have a couple of very dear friends, and they think they're doing the right thing, but I think they're causing great harm to their children. They're raising only drinking distilled water. The children have had multiple dental issues that seem to have no end to them. Neither child is involved in contact sports, but I believe if they were, that they would suffer in broken bones. That's my opinion. It's kind of funny when the boy is 2 years older than my granddaughter. And I believe about 3 or 4 years ago. My granddaughter was 8 at the time, and the boy was 10. And they decided on their own that they were going to have an arm wrestling match here on my kitchen table. And after the third time, the 10-year-old being defeated by the 8-year-old girl who weighed 45 pounds, he said, "I'm not doing this anymore." That was pretty funny. Spring water is the best. That's what we have here at my place. We have well water and spring water both. If your circumstances compel you to consume water from a public water supply, you need to filter it. Get a good quality filter. I offer two different kinds there at my website, Professor McCanny's filters and the Berkey filters. They're both high quality. Professor McCanny believes his to be better than the Berkey. I don't know. Berkey's been around for about a century. They do a pretty good job. But you need filtered water. A gravity feed water filter is very dependable and will get you good quality water. So that's number one. It's good quality water. Number two, your food. Now, back when I was young and dumb, I made fun of organic food. I would say things like, "Well, is there such a thing as inorganic food?" Trying to make fun of organic food. I didn't know any better. I've since become educated, and now I understand the value of organic food. Yes, it is more expensive. Of course it is. It's not grown on these massive corporate farms, organic food. Certified organic. What can you do? Well, there's some things you can do, that don't cost a whole lot of money. First of all, avoid wheat, unless it's certified organic. Even then, I probably wouldn't eat it because of the gluten. But if you are going to consume wheat, make sure it's certified organic. But the wheat products that are not certified organic are going to have glyphosate, Roundup, in them. Roundup's in a lot of grains, by the way. Most commercial grains grown in this country that are not certified organic are probably going to be contaminated with Roundup, also known as glyphosate. You look up, do your homework. Look up glyphosate. My goodness, what a harmful chemical. What a very, very harmful chemical that is. Soy products, unless they're unless they're fermented soy products, human beings should not consume soy products. They shouldn't. Meat, I'm not a vegetarian. Don't have any intention of becoming one. If you can get meat from a known source, it shouldn't be that difficult to do. Health food stores will sell beef that has not been shot up with antibiotics and growth hormones. Same way with chicken. You want beef and chicken and it's not all shot up with antibiotics and growth hormones. Organic is better if you can get it. Now, the area I live in, we have a lot of grass-fed beef around here. Typically, these cattle, beef cattle, get little to no grain. They don't need it. They grow up to be quite healthy, just eating grass. Sometimes the ranchers will supplement them with some grain, especially in the wintertime when the grazing is more difficult for the cattle. And, of course, they have mineral blocks for the cattle to lick on, which helps keep them healthy as well. But most health food stores, you can gain access to good healthy beef and good healthy chicken. I've started consuming all the beef, by the way. I ate everything but the bone. I ate the fat also. I think it's probably healthier to consume all the beef. And it is a little fat mixed in with the beef is really quite tasty. Pork, there's people who refuse to consume pork. I do in moderation myself. I just had some barbecued pork yesterday for lunch. Your diet's going to vary from person to person. Now, one of the books my wife, Dr. Moore, recommends is Eat Right for Your Blood Type. And the author makes a good, strong scientific argument about why which foods are better for which blood types. And staying within the confines of that as much as possible is helpful. Let's talk about dairy a little bit. Dairy products. Now, there's literally millions of dollars spent to convince Americans that consuming milk is healthy. I don't believe it is. The best milk for human infants to consume is human milk from their own mother. That's the best and highest quality milk that a human infant can consume. Next would be probably goat milk for human infants to consume. And last would be cow milk for human infants to consume. And when my daughter was an infant, we made our own formula using raw cow's milk, unpasteurized raw cow's milk, with various things put in her to make it healthier for the child. And she grew up to be a pretty healthy young woman. Now, I don't believe human beings should consume milk once they're past infancy and can consume solid food. I really don't. Any milk at all. I really don't. They talk about vitamin D in milk, or some. It's not a very good source of vitamin D, quite frankly. Green leafy vegetables are a better source of vitamin D. Sunshine is a great source of vitamin D. 15 minutes of direct sunshine on your face, maybe your arms. You get some vitamin D out of that. Eating fresh food, fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, fresh meat is the best way to be healthy, in my opinion, as opposed to canned fruits and vegetables. Frozen is better than canned. There's almost always heat involved in canning fruits and vegetables and meats, which is going to destroy the enzymes that is part of being healthy. And freezing doesn't do that. The enzymes are still there for you to consume. You know, I look around me at my peers. When I go to the Cherryville store, there's three men, myself and two others, They're all within 6 months of being the same age. And I'm 1 month younger than one guy, and 3 months older than another guy. Both these men look like they could be 10 to 15 years older than me. One man can barely walk. He's 90 to 100 pounds overweight. The other gentleman is maybe 50 to 60 pounds overweight, and he obviously struggles just to ambulate. I was shocked to find out their true ages. I really was shocked. And I'm sitting there at the Terryville store listening to a man young enough to be my son talking about his surgeries and his multiple surgeries. And once the conversation gets going, everybody at the table starts talking about the various medications they take, the surgeries they have, and so forth. People my age and younger. Doesn't have to be that way. Didn't used to be. It used to be that the average American man, the average American woman, took no medication at all and didn't have any surgeries. That was normal 60 years ago, even 50 years ago. It's not any longer. The new normal is multiple pharmaceutical products, surgeries, interventions. That's become normal. Unfortunately, doesn't have to be that way, shouldn't be that way, but it is. It's kind of enjoyable being around these Amish families. I was at a social event recently, a birthday party, and there were several Amish families there, and what a healthy, vigorous bunch of men and women and children. And they all, the teenage boys and girls have nice, clear complexions. The men and women, for the most part, are pretty much height, weight proportionate, vigorous, walk with a normal gait, energetic. They're not all loaded up with all the harmful things that other Americans consume on a daily basis. I was disappointed to recently find out that President Trump consumes Diet Coke. That is a disappointment. He's probably has a physical addiction to it, which most people that consume diet soda for very long, they actually acquire a physical addiction to the diet soda. Long term, it's very harmful. Air Force pilots are prohibited from drinking diet sodas. By the way, they will be administratively punished if they consume diet soda. Taken off flight status eventually. Why is that, you ask? Well, funny you should ask. Do you really want to have somebody in the front seat of that plane going 250 miles an hour that's getting headaches and blurred vision? Really, do you? I don't. Now, the food we consume, the water we consume is killing us, literally killing us. Not figuratively, but literally. Much of what people consume, your body doesn't even recognize it as food. It gets down there in your stomach. Your body's attempting to digest this stuff. Your body's trying to figure out, what is this stuff that they put in me this time? What am I going to do with it? Can I eliminate it out the bottom? Can I store it up someplace where it can cause no harm? One or the other is going to happen. It's either going to be eliminated out the bottom at the end of your digestive tract or stored away someplace in the form of fat where it can be protected from the rest of your body and cause as little harm as possible. Or it may be of such a nature that it actually can pass through the blood-brain barrier, which very few things can do, and cause harm to your brain. The blood-brain barrier is there for a reason. It's there to protect you from harmful things that you ingest. And there are some things, such as sodium fluoride, for example, which can penetrate the blood-brain barrier and cause harm to your pineal gland that calcifies it. Here's our break. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by 2 men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. December. Here's something that will help you. It's a free download at my website. It's an article about dough, 19 pages or so, titled The Artificially Sweetened Times. If Americans could do just one thing in mass, that being eliminating artificial sweeteners from their diet, it would be a massive, massive benefit to our entire country as far as our overall health is concerned. Seriously. Artificial sweeteners are poison. Literally poison. If you have a problem with ants, just put the artificial sweetener out there and the ants will die. It kills them. Aspartame. That's the artificial sweetener used in most diet soft drinks most of the time. Aspartame. Came out of the Army's chemical weapons research, by the way. Some scientist was attempting to find a newer and better way to kill people and accidentally tasted this stuff, realizing how sweet it was. Not one, but 2 scientists at the Food and Drug Administration refused to to certify aspartame safe for human consumption. The first one refused, he was fired. The next one refused, he was fired. The third one decided he was going to keep his pension and paycheck and went ahead and certified aspartame safe for human consumption. It's nasty stuff. It's poison. It seriously is poison. And the list of side effects associated with aspartame is about, 20 or so side effects, including really fun things, like I mentioned earlier, blurred vision, headaches, and how about this, brain tumors. Yes, brain tumors, cancerous brain tumors associated with aspartame. It would be anything you can do to help yourself or somebody you care about get off the addiction, and it does become a physical addiction, by the way, of aspartame, diet sodas. And there's any product you see in the supermarket that says sugar-free, it most likely has aspartame in it. That's the ubiquitous go-to sweetener, artificial sweetener. Now, some of these others, these newer ones, one of them claims to be made from sugar, for example. It was sugar at one time. It's no longer, it's chlorinated sugar, and it enlarges some internal organs and shrinks other internal organs. They're all bad. Not a single one of these artificial sweeteners are healthy for human beings to consume. None of them. None of them. And I've heard people, I was fixing a cup, I was pouring some coffee for myself at a meeting, and the wife of a friend of mine was standing there, and she was fixing her cup of coffee and putting in some artificial sweetener. And she said, "Well, I got to have it, John." I said, "No, you don't. You don't have to have it. It's a want. It's not a need. It's a want." And she has a number of health concerns herself, and as most American adults do in this country, one or more health concerns that they're dealing with. That isn't normal. It's become normal. It shouldn't be normal, but it's become normal. Normal is what happens most of the time. If something happens more than half the time, that becomes normal, which makes me abnormal. This is my fourth decade of not consuming any prescription pharmaceutical products. The last time I consumed a prescription pharmaceutical product was 1985. So this is my fourth decade of not consuming any pharmaceutical products. When I got life insurance because I got my motorcycle, I thought it would be the adult thing to do to get life insurance to make sure my wife was taken care of. And I had to take a mandatory health checkup. The insurance company thought I must be lying. There's no way that this man, over 60 years old, has not consumed a pharmaceutical prescription product since 1985. That can't be. Which is why they had me checked out not once, not twice, but three times by three different healthcare professionals. Finally ending up in the office of a very polite young Filipino doctor in Salem, Missouri, who I was there for 2 or 3 hours. At the end of our session, he said, "John, you're healthier than I am. Get the hell out of here." I said, "Thank you, doc." And I got my health, I got my life insurance. It doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to consume sweet products and get iced tea without it, believe it or not. Here's our break. Stay tuned. Break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com by Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Let's jump back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 21st of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I was talking to Tim Spencer yesterday. He said, boy, John, there's a lot of stuff at your website. I said, Tim, I know. You and I put it there. Well, we got a new image as of yesterday, and I just counted up. We got 21 images that have been found this year. It's not counting the original one from that we had for several years from the movie The Godfather. 21 images of continents with new coastlines. The majority of them are in movies and TV shows. There's some others, but 21 this year. So I fully expect this number to double or even triple. Images of continents with new coastlines, movies and TV shows going back to the mid-1950s. More than 60 years ago. Pretty amazing project. It's a fun project. I could not possibly do this by myself. How many hundreds of thousands of hours of movies and TV shows the past 60 years? Well, it would be quite a number. If you have some discretionary time, you're watching a movie or a TV show, and you find an image of a continent with new coastlines, get that image to me, get the screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs. Now, at number 17, or actually 18 here, but not counting the Vatican, just posted yesterday. The TV show is titled Highway Through Hell. It's about the men who rescue over-the-road trucks and people stuck in the frozen areas of Canada, maybe Alaska, I'm not sure, but places where they get some really serious winter. Originally broadcast September 17th, 2013. The episode is titled The Comeback Kid. And you can see the map. It's a plastic-covered map on the wall of this man's office. And you can see that there's an inland sea inside California. You can see there's an inland sea in the middle of the United States in the Mississippi Valley and so forth. It's not the best map, but it's an okay map. Also, my website, of course, are energy clinics for sale. Marvelous healing devices. It's not a TENS unit, not a Rife machine. It's entirely different technology. The energy cleaner puts out a healing electrostatic signal. That's what it does. It goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. If you have joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, it will probably help you. Not getting a great night's sleep, you're tired of taking pharmaceutical products to help you sleep, get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included, American zip codes. Yes, I do take PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. And if you live in the U.S., PayPal now takes payments. Pretty neat, huh? MasterCard, Visa, you can send me a check. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Most people these days are going ahead and buying a factory-made fitted mattress pad right at the get-go to go with their energy cleaner. It's a great combination. It's a great gift. I would say 1/4 to 1/3 of my sales are people buying them for a friend or a loved one. Pretty neat. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We get open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. If you want to call in your question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Okay, we're talking about health and health-related matters. And it's a matter of motivation. Are you motivated to be healthy and get your health back? And hopefully you are. Hopefully you are. That would be a great thing, to have your health and to get your health back. What are you going to do? Folks, first of all, you have to understand what health is and how to eliminate the bad things and incorporate the good things in health. That's what you need to do. It's simple. It may cause you to have to change some things that need to be changed. And the first step is probably the most difficult. That's what it is. The first step is probably the most difficult thing to do. But take that first step. Make that decision. A lot of people this time of year, especially between Christmas and New Year's, they have time. They have take off time from work. They have time to reflect on their life, where their life is, where it's going, where they want it to go. All those things frequently take place during this time of year. And if that's your situation, if you find yourself with some discretionary time that you can do these things, reflect on your life, think about where it is and where you would want it to be, that's what you need to be doing. That's exactly what you need to be doing. Now, tomorrow, the second hour, we'll be visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. He's my personal physician. He's beginning a new program to help people, a more structured program, shall we say, to help people regain lost health, to improve the health that they have. I'm going to be participating in it myself. It's been about 9 years since I competed in the 100-meter dash, which has been my event for, well, since I was in junior high school, actually, and maybe the 200-meter dash as well, the 200-meter sprint. So I think it's time for me to once again bite the bullet and train to compete successfully in the 100-meter dash. in the Senior Olympics. It's kind of funny. People confuse the Senior Olympics with the Special Olympics. That's always amusing that people get confused between the two. The Special Olympics are for people with disabilities. The Senior Olympics are for people over, I think, 55 years old. It may be 50. It's either 50 or 55 years old for the Senior Olympics. I also find it ironic that, at least in St. Louis, when the local TV coverage takes place at the Senior Olympics, they'll cover things like bowling or other things that don't require a whole lot of athletic ability. They don't show men and women in their 60s and 70s and even their 80s out there doing track and field, doing the 100-meter dash, the 200-meter dash, high jump, and so forth. I'm not sure what the agenda is and why they don't show those really athletic events when the TV coverage is going on. It seems like it would be more interesting to for the viewers in terms of a visual image to see the seniors doing these more athletic things. That's just my opinion. But why not? Why not? Why not compete in an athletic event when you're 55 or 60 or 70 years old? That's what I intend to do. And I recall I was training for the 100-meter dash. This was about, I'm going to say about 12 years ago or so, 10 or 12 years ago. I was right at about 58, 59 years old. And the athletic coach, the track coach for the high school, was there to help the timing. And he timed me, and it was coming out, I think, a little less than 16 seconds. And he stood there with a stopwatch, and he says, "John, I can't do that." And I said, "Okay, coach, I'm sorry, but I can." That particular time, I didn't warm up enough, and I pulled an abductor muscle. That's the muscle that lifts up the leg. Obviously, you can't put the leg down and run if you can't lift up the leg. So I injured the abductor muscle, and I had my event coming up in 3 days. I ran injured that event and didn't get the time I was looking for. But a year or two later, I ran without injury and ran 15.7 seconds as a 60-year-old. And there's men out there competing my age and even older that are running even lower times than I was running. When I ran 15.7, there was a guy who ran 15.6 right next to me. I was ahead of him for most of the race, but he had a burst of energy and was able to get about half a stride in front of me right there at the finish line. But that's competition. And I know for myself, it's just the way I'm wired, that I won't work out very much at all unless I have a goal in mind to compete and be competitive. It's just the way I'm hardwired, and I'm not going to try to fight that or resist it. It's just simply the way it is to get out there and compete. And it takes a good 2 months, a good 8 weeks of training to go from where I am in my normal non-competitive physical condition to being ready to compete successfully in a 100-meter dash. A good 8 weeks of stretching and sit-ups and push-ups and running and running and running. I have a 100-meter course laid out here in my place that I'll run that every morning. Well, 3 mornings a week when I'm training in the spring. It's not the best. In fact, I may go ahead and get the tractor out and grade it out to make it a little bit better. There's a couple of spots where, and I know where they are, where a person running could actually have an injury. So I may get the tractor out and grade that down and blade it and put some maybe some half-inch minus rock there to make a nice little 100-meter track for myself. That would be about a half-day project to do that, get the gravel in and blade it down and have it ready to go so I could train right here without having to go to the high school track. The local high school track is very nice, by the way. They have a nice artificial surface on there that is very comfortable and fun to run on. So that's me. That's what I do. You may want to do something else. You may want to get involved in swimming, maybe doing a 5K race or so, or a 10K race, whatever it is. I don't do long distance. It's never been my event. Recently, we had a 100-mile race here where men and women compete to run 100 miles over a period of 24 hours. Now, that's an event. And I don't know that I want to do a 100-mile race. They have people that they have checkpoints, I believe. Every 5 or 10 miles, I don't recall exactly how close together the checkpoints are. A friend of mine and his wife, they were manning one of the checkpoints, and they had ham radios to stay in touch because these areas are so remote out here that cell phones simply don't work. A 100-mile race on foot, not in a car, on foot, 24 hours. And people do that. They go 100 miles in 24 hours. That's extraordinary. And I say more power to them. If you have that wherewithal and don't mind losing a few toenails, because they do lose toenails, by the way, in these events. I'm not sure all the reasons why. I really haven't looked into it. I know I would want some really good foot gear, because these routes, I don't know how smooth they are, but I would want to avoid injury and have really good foot gear and not get in too much of a hurry. There's going to be sleep deprivation. There's going to be issues with being properly hydrated, having enough nutrition to keep you going. It's probably going to be sugar and caffeine, quite frankly, to keep you going 100 miles in 24 hours. It would be tough. You'd have to be in tip-top physical condition to not cause short-term or long-term damage to yourself. I did hear about one guy older than me. I think he was 78 years old who competes. I think he goes to the 10 or 20 mile mark, and then he calls it a day for himself, a guy pushing 80 years old. I say more power to him. He's doing something that most American men 20 years old couldn't do, which is run 20 miles. But that's what motivates me, is competition. It's been that way since I was in junior high school, and it will continue to be that way. Being motivated to compete in my chosen event, the 100-meter dash. What's it going to be for you this coming year? What kind of event are you going to compete in? Most of you won't compete in anything, but maybe it's just something for fun without competition. Nice walks in the park. Walking is excellent exercise, by the way. You get your good cardio workout. It's good for all the muscles, especially if you're in nice fresh air. It's just a good workout, just walking. And I walk a lot myself, up and down these hills here. I have a regular route I take around our ranch, which is about right at 1 to 1 1/10 miles. The hill right behind the house here is equivalent of a 10-story building, all the way up and all the way down. Walking down is, quite frankly, more dangerous because of the rocks and gravel going down. But it's fun. I routinely see deer and squirrels and rabbits, occasionally a fox, sometimes armadillo, which I make a diligent attempt to kill the armadillos. They're not good to have around for a number of reasons. Groundhogs, snakes, of course, and the birds. We saw, my friend in Iran, we saw an American eagle yesterday on the way to lunch in Cherryville. There's one hanging out along Highway 19 there. It's always beautiful to see the American eagle. Okay. I got a note from my engineer here about how you lose your toenails, and it actually have a word for it. Onychoptosis, if I'm saying it right, onychoptosis. When you run extreme distances and your feet swell and the toes rub against the shear of the boot. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, That makes perfect sense. Your feet aren't used to that. I'm not sure how they could become used to that. I hate to think of what it would take. But, only toptosis. How about that? We got a break coming up here. You got a question or comment? Give us a call at 800-313-9443. What physical activity are you going to be doing this coming year? Let us know what that physical activity is going to be for yourself. Walking, running, swimming, bicycling. What's it going to be? Here's our break. Stay tuned.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few...
Gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 21st of December. I was just reflecting when I was competing in the Senior Olympics a few years ago, how being out there on the field, getting ready to compete and being around the other athletes, having on my sweatsuit, putting my track spikes on. It's like half a century just melted away. And I was back at Fort Bragg with the post-track team, getting ready to compete at Fort Bragg. It's just an amazing experience how being in that environment makes the decades melt away, and you're transported back to an earlier, at least for myself, transported back to an earlier time when I was 21 years old and training for the Fort Bragg track team, or even a few years before that at the state outdoor track meet at University of Missouri, Columbia, Missouri. It was an amazing, fun experience for me to do that and have the people up in the stands cheering us on, and all the camaraderie of being out there with the men who were competing. It was just a great event, and I'm glad I did it, and I'm looking forward to doing it again this coming spring. Probably Memorial Day weekend is when they've been doing it in St. Louis. They have them all over the country, by the way, the Senior Olympics. And I may end up competing in several events in different venues, possibly Kansas City, maybe Memphis or Little Rock or other places. Be a great weekend experience. One of the things I've been disappointed is they have my two events, the 100-meter and 200-meter events, on different days. Maybe they're concerned that some of us old farts may have a heart attack if they have both events on the same day. I don't know how they set up the scheduling. Yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of fun, and that's what I'll be doing. And think about it. What are you going to do yourself? You're going to be doing some walking or playing tennis maybe or racquetball or swimming, hiking, bicycling. They're all good events, and they all help you be in a better physical condition, which will help your rest of your life being in better physical condition. Everything gets better when you're in better physical condition. So do that. Set a goal. Set a goal that's a realistic goal for yourself. It may just be walking around the block. There's people who would have difficulty even doing that. But you got to start somewhere. Walk around the block. Take a walk in the park and do it several times a week. That's it for the day. Medical supplies, energy, clean air, essential oils. Now while you can. Firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.